You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Buddha, where are you? Once upon a time, there was a man named Nathan. He was a devout Buddhist and faithfully prayed to Amitabha Buddha every day. Nathan believed that reciting Amitabha Buddha's name with sincere devotion would lead him to be reborn in the Western Pure Land. He was very diligent and never missed his morning and evening chanting. After a typhoon had swept through his town, the week-long heavy rain had caused flash flooding in the low-lying areas. Eventually, the rain ceased and Nathan thought the worst was over. One morning, when Nathan had finished his chanting, he noticed something unusual. The glass of water he offered to the Buddha had somehow tipped over. Not thinking much of it, he quickly grabbed a cloth to clean up the spill. At that moment, his phone rang. It was his friend Wesley. "Nathan, things are getting worse. My house is flooded and I'm stuck. The water is rising so fast, but there's no one to help me. Rescuers are sending a canoe my way. I suggest you evacuate immediately or you'll be stranded," Wesley said. Hearing Wesley's trembling voice, Nathan was terrified and replied, "I thought things were getting better. But thanks for letting me know. Stay safe." After hanging up, Nathan quickly packed his essential belongings. But by the time he had gathered everything, water began seeping into his house and was rising rapidly. Nathan had no choice but to make his way up to his roof. Standing there with his hands waving in the air, he tried to call for help, but no one saw. For hours, the water kept rising and it now reached Nathan's knees. As panic turned into desperation, he looked up to the sky, joined his palms, and began praying. "Amitabha Buddha, please come save me. Please, please, before it's too late." Soon after, a man showed up on a canoe. "Hop in, I'll take you to safety." Nathan looked at him and said, "No thanks. I'm waiting for Amitabha Buddha. He will come and save me. I don't need your help." Nathan then waved for the man to leave. The man tried to say something, but Nathan ignored him and went back to reciting Amitabha Buddha's name. The water continued to rise, now reaching his chest. Not long after, another man arrived on a boat and called out to him, "Get in before it's too late." Once again, Nathan refused and said, "I don't need you to rescue me. I'm waiting for Amitabha Buddha." Bit by bit, the water reached Nathan's neck. He felt extremely anxious as he continued to chant Amitabha Buddha's name. "Please hurry, Buddha," Nathan yelled, as he felt his life slipping away. Suddenly, a helicopter hovered over Nathan. The pilot lowered a rope and yelled, "Quick, grab the rope, I'll pull you up." Nathan replied, "No, I don't want to be rescued by you. I want Amitabha Buddha to rescue me." The pilot replied, "Are you crazy? You're going to die if you don't grab the rope now." Nathan foolishly rejected the pilot's help and insisted on waiting for Amitabha Buddha. Sadly, he was swept away by the water and drowned. As Nathan had diligently prayed to Amitabha Buddha every day, he was indeed reborn in the Western Pure Land. When Nathan saw Amitabha Buddha, he was furious and cried, "I believed in you so much. Why did you not save me?" Amitabha Buddha looked at Nathan calmly and replied, I did. I came on a canoe, yet you refused. Then I came on a boat, but you still refused to be rescued. Finally, I came in a helicopter, but you did not want to be rescued by the pilot. How can you be saved if you so blindly seek help only from me but refuse to accept the help of others? This story is a good reminder for us to ask ourselves, where is the Buddha? There is a saying, seek not far for Buddha on that spiritual peak, for the peak is right in your heart. Each one of us is a spiritual pagoda, underneath which we can cultivate our own minds. In this story, Nathan was ignorant and stubborn in waiting only for Amitabha Buddha to rescue him. He did not realize that Amitabha Buddha had responded to his cries for help, and that help came in the forms of a canoe, a boat, and a helicopter. Amitabha Buddha is often right before us. Yet we do not realize this and end up refusing to acknowledge and accept help from others. It is like those who foolishly pray to the Buddha every day, but are completely blind to the fact that we can all become a Buddha in our future lives. Why is it that Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva has awe-inspiring spiritual powers? It is so for the sole purpose of serving 100 billion Buddhas and responding to the cries of help from all sentient beings. If a Buddhist practitioner wishes to follow in the steps of the Noble Buddha, they must begin by serving all beings respectfully and equally. To abide in the Buddha's pure land of ultimate bliss, we must be diligent in our efforts to serve others. When we respect all beings like Buddhas, we will surely see trillions of Buddhas right in front of us. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, through understanding, realize Buddha nature and become enlightened. Through practice, be perfectly enlightened and attain Buddhahood.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to us and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.